This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea, unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures, serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Tipper.
Hey, Al.
Is it warm in here, or is it just me?
Oh, it's warm.
Global warming happens so fast.
Global warming, how long will it last?
Global warming, so good for me.
May help you win the presidency.
Summer days hot as a blaze. Go see my movie on a hot summer night.
Hey Al Gore, how long will it last? Hey Al Gore, are you full of gas?
That's an oldie but a goodie here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, harkening back to the days of global warming. Yes, I remember that when the science was settled and we were all going to cook and drown anywhere near the ocean. And, of course, it's not factual. It may not be satisfactual to Al Gore, but it's not factual. And, in fact, what is actual is that they scammed everybody that believed in global warming. Not that we've been duped by it, but we are getting stronger and stronger in this new reality that global warming is indeed a hoax. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friends, where I know it's shocking, a health show actually acknowledging that global warming isn't real. It's important. What's that, Al? Al's looking at me squirrely, Super Don. He's giving me What's the problem with Al Gore here? He doesn't like what I'm doing, you know? Hey, let's check with Don Rickles.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
That's all we need to do. Don put him in his place. Al Gore has made more money off of the global warming scam. I mean, from nothing to, I don't know if he's definitely a multimillionaire with many homes and things. But why do we cover this issue? Because some people have called the environment changing from, you know, global warming to climate changing a health issue. It's a health issue. So it's like, well, that's fair game for us, isn't it, Super Don? We kind of do a health show from time to time here, don't we?
Yeah. Well, and you're right. I mean, if you look at the news, you will find that they are finding ways to link global. See, here I am. I still call it global warming.
It's okay.
Climate change.
Mm-hmm.
They're linking that to all kinds of things that you never in a million years would have thought it would be possible. Climate change causes people to get violent. Climate change causes diabetes. Climate change is causing cancer. Climate change seems to be the cause of just about everything horrible in this world at this point. Yes.
Did you say it causes terrorism? Did you say
it?
That?
Does, well,
they've claimed it, haven't they?
They've tied it to violence. They say that, you know, the temperatures get warmer and then people get cranky and so then they kill people. So it's because of climate. It's because of plastic bags and styrofoam that terrorism exists.
Well, listen, folks, before you run away screaming, oh, my gosh, Robert Scott Bell sold out to global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. It was the global corporations that were behind the global warming scam because they benefited by what? Carbon trading tax schemes. They benefited by monopolies on centralized bureaucracies at regulating pollution, which they and only they would be allowed to pollute by paying off the politicians or the Al Gores of the world. And there's a great article at Natural News. Man, hats off to Mike Adams, the health ranger. Dude, he just, like, nailed it. Great article today on global warming hockey stick data founded on fraud. Computer models were actually hacked to produce the warming trend from any data set. Any data set you could put into the global warming hockey stick program, it would turn it into a global warming hockey stick. And the reality is the data is not there to support this unprecedented warming in our current life cycle. It's not there. Now, this is the, you know, the distinction that I've made from the beginning. If Al Gore talked about global toxicology, and I talk about global harming is even a little too vague for people because it's specific harm. What specific harm is coming from not shifts in the weather, but shifts in the toxic burden on all the humans and animals? Hard to differentiate sometimes on planet Earth. Actually, the animals are a little nicer than a lot of humans. We can acknowledge that. But this article that Mike has put out, and he just laid it right out there for you with links and everything, how, you know, the left says, oh, it's a Russian conspiracy. Trump is president because the Russians hacked the election. Well, the only hacking going on in reality was the hacking of weather data to promote an Al Gorean agenda. Now, this is not me arguing for more coal-fired power plants. That's not what I'm arguing for. In fact, I've been one of the few voices in mainstream, if you can call it talk radio, which is probably not mainstream. I would acknowledge that. Far outside of the mainstream where it's not polluted. One of my arguments has been since the beginning, you know what? If you argue about environmental issues, you have to argue something that you can prove. And there was no way they could prove global warming, and now it's proven to be a fraud. The only thing you could prove is rising levels of, not temperature, but toxicity. Those things are measurable. Was it just yesterday? I was talking about this laser, frickin' laser beam. You could take a baby's tooth, not that they have it in them after they lose their baby's teeth, drive a laser through it and determine what kind of toxins and heavy metals they've been exposed to through their development. It's not like it's not known and it can't be found. This is the stuff that can be validated. And I said to Al, you're not listening. You want a winning program, maybe not winning for your pocketbook, because which one of those multinationals is going to give you big bucks to actually make them genuinely curtail toxic pollutants? Because CO2 is a scam. CO2 is not a toxic pollutant. Certainly, yes, if a human being was locked in a room and you removed all the oxygen and pumped in the CO2, yeah, there's a problem there. But the reality is when you're out in the real world, not in a petri dish, you pump out CO2, the plants go, whoa, give us some more. We love this. And guess what the plants do in return? Pump out oxygen. So growing food becomes easier, better in an environment that has more CO2. Of course, it'll eventually balance out as it pumps out more oxygen, too. So it's good for all of us. But again, mercury from the sky? Well, that brings us to the second article of today's show. Another Mike Adams gem. 10 alarming real threats to the environment that are widely ignored by climate change advocates. Because it's not global warming, it's climate change. Right? No, it's levels of toxicity change. Number one on the list, what we've been covering since it happened, Fukushima radiation. Mass die-offs in the Pacific. We've talked about the generalized background levels of radiation increasing in the 20th century since they set off the first atomic bomb, and that manifested in rising cancer rates of all kinds, including thyroid cancer. That's not so new, but it's gotten worse. But, of course, the move for nuclear energy, it's clean, Al, right? Al Gore said it's clean energy. Yeah, but what does it take to make it? You know how much coal and oil it takes to make a nuclear power plant? And, of course, when it goes awry, all bets are off. It ain't clean. Number two, China's industrial pollution. By the way, under the Paris Accords, China wouldn't have to do squat to reduce their emissions. So don't tell me Trump's a bad guy for pulling out of the Obama bogus accords that were never ratified as a treaty by the Senate in the United States. Number three on the list, biosludge. Mike Adams has done a hell of a job reviewing what biosludge is and how they're dumping it into places and calling it organic as well. Heavy metals, insane things in biosludge. Then we've got the geoengineering, otherwise known as chemtrails. sprayed from above on purpose. Some have argued that the patents dictate weather-altering phenomenon in response to dropping from the skies reflective particles of aluminum and other things. Maybe barium, too, to kind of cool the warming. That isn't even happening. But what are they dropping on us? Aluminum? Yeah, aluminum levels, aluminum toxicity. That's a real issue, Al Gore. You don't mention it at all. Mass deforestation. Remove a forest, a rainforest, or other forest, and it will alter the environment for hundreds of miles around, potentially. Good news is you replant the forest, you can guide it back to recovery. Deserts can become fertile again because nature is just that good and man is just that stupid unless man follows what nature does and applies it. Number six on the list of real environmental concerns, global warming, climate change, not, but real environmental concerns includes heavy metal contamination of food and soils. A big focus here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is, of course, counteracting those heavy metals via introduction of whole food selenium in your system. Number one on the list of things you got to do, bring that whole food selenium back in. Ty Bollinger and I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. And there are a lot of archives where we talk about selenium as well. Number seven on the list, open-air cultivation of genetically engineered crops, genetic drift. Unintended or intended consequences, depending on how diabolical you believe the Monsanto Satan people are. Number eight on the list, widespread pharmaceutical contamination from manufacturing runoff and consumers peeing it out and flushing it back into the environment. Alteration of the human genome, genetic expression, and changing little boys into little girls or vice versa. It's crazy time out there with drugs that people are peeing out. Mercury pollution from dental fillings and vaccines, number nine, could easily be number one, too, but hey, nuclear radiation ranks right up there, one, two with mercury. Vaccines. Again, all of the talk about environmental toxicity and poisoning, they're acknowledging in the mainstream media medical literature, but they cannot mention the containing toxins that they spout against in the environment, placed in a syringe and injected into your baby. And finally, number 10, pesticides and herbicides in the food supply. We'll talk about that a little later with Dr. Batar, probably. There's more organic science that's telling us that organic food is better. Pesticides, not so good for your brain and nervous system and endocrine system and you name it. And things that I've been saying for years, folks, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the reality is that the mainstream toxic, polluted media one day will have to acknowledge it. They probably won't mention me or Mike Adams. But it's okay. I'm not in it for ego. We're in it to make a change for the better for you, our loyal, lovable, and humble listeners to Robert Scott Bell Show. How about a universal cancer test? Would you like that? You think that would be good? We're going to talk about it after this break. Check out the show notes. They're linked up right now, and they're active, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if there were a simple blood test that could detect cancer in you 10 or more years before it became a real problem? Would you want to know? I know it's a silly question to ask somebody. Of course I want to know. Robert, what are you kidding me? Well, the fact of the matter is there are already tests out there that can do that. But there are people that don't want to know. They want to live in ignorant bliss. Which ain't bliss once 10 years, 20 years down the road, you're ravaged with cancer you could have done something about 10, 20 years earlier. There's big news out of England about a simple blood test that could detect cancer symptoms a decade before they become dangerous. Now, I just question that it's detecting the symptoms, Super Don, the way one of these headlines read. Because it's not. It's detecting potential actual cancer cells or signatures or signs of cancer in the body. But they say symptoms.
Yeah.
I think there's some weird reporting going on.
It reminds me of the test that they do for the BRCA gene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, well, you know, there's something here that, you know, the magic crystal ball says that this could turn into cancer in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking through this, Super Don. Dude, I think there's something missing in the reporting. Now, they're saying that the test works by detecting DNA fragments of tumors in the blood. And they said the trial's already proved successful on more than 120 patients with breast, lung, and prostate cancers. They call it a liquid biopsy because they're not actually having to take samples from a tumor, which is good because anytime you biopsy a tumor, you risk spreading the cancer. Because a tumor is encapsulated for a reason, to kind of keep it there instead of allowing it to spread and eat the rest of the body alive. So there could be improvements here that they're talking about. The concern I have partly is that they're recognizing money coming from Bill Gates and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. So I have some questions about it. But if they claim it's a genetic test, And but you know, as they're saying, it's not here, and yet I think it is. One of the parts, and it's coming out of England. They say the test currently costs £775, which is just over $1,000, okay, U.S. dollars. I already know of a test that costs that much that does similar things, whether it's the same mechanism or not. That's why I'm confused about this, Superdon. It's like they're hiding the fact that this test is already out there and available. And the one I know is called Oncoblot. I don't know if we've talked about it much on the air, the Oncoblot test, which can detect a fraction of, you know, the percentage or numbers of cancer cells that are detectable via other means that modern medicine has at its disposal. You know what I think we're going to do, Superdon? I think we're going to ask Dr. Bittar about this next hour.
Yeah, no, he'd be the guy to know, right?
Yeah, definitely. And he's mentioned the Oncoblot, but I'm questioning, is this the same thing or not? Because there's some things leading me to believe it is and then some things leading me not. But the reality is it's very expensive. It's over a grand for a test. But if you really want to know, and my question to Dr. Bittar, I'm going to telegraph this right now. I'm already thinking out loud. What would you do differently? Right? Because the things that I know, that Dr. Bittar knows, that doesn't necessarily change. In other words, living cleanly, detoxifying the body of heavy metals. Perhaps there's some targeted therapy, maybe, that if you know a certain type of cancer is going to kick its ugly head or kick you in the ugly head. Maybe it's not ugly. Maybe it's a pretty head. But later, 10 years from now, that you might do something differently. But those that don't want to know, perhaps they just don't want to live differently. And I've seen people like that over the course of my homeopathic career. Even people with AIDS given a death sentence due to their false belief in the HIV mythology. Just like global warming hoax, HIV is a hoax as well. As far as a causative agent, there's no evidence that it causes the so-called immune collapse of AIDS.
You know what?
What?
I just came up with an idea here.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be cool if this test was, let's say this test was just completely bunk,
okay,
right? I mean, imagine how you could be sneaky here. And let's say you wanted to get people in general to start living a more healthy life, and change some bad habits and do some good for themselves. What if you created a test like this? Okay.
Yeah.
And you said, okay, you take this test and they get the result and it says, yeah, boy, you know, I'm looking at this here and it says here you just might have cancer in 10 years. What do you think people are going to do, right?
Well, would it be any different? If they believe that the test was real, it might be enough to change their diet or lifestyle.
There you go,
in advance,
right?
Yeah,
right.
It's the placebo test, right?
That's right.
Placebo test. So I guess it's a placebo biopsy at that point. But yeah, there are some people that, as much as they know already by listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, will not change their lifestyle or diet because, you know, if there are old tapes that play, and I think of the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, about this, we don't feel worthy enough to make the changes, spend what it takes in time, effort, energy, and money to be as healthy as we can be. I made that decision when I was 24 years old to change my diet and lifestyle, and I'm doing well considering.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In the health world, through the power of radio, singing. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, tonight on the show, we've got advanced medicine coming up next hour with Dr. Rasha Bitar. We're going to continue this cancer discussion. This is really fascinating what's happening out there with advances in technology. We do advanced medicine. The question is, would you want to know? Believe it or not, there will be people, Super Don, they'll say, you know what, I'd rather not know. I'm not thinking that's the majority of people, but still, you'll find some people that don't want to know. And it's like, you know, I'll give people a pathway out of a death-inducing disease or state and go, here's what you have to do. And, of course, it's not take a magic pill. It might take some supplements, but it's like change your lifestyle. Eat differently, right? They're like, nah, I don't think so. And they choose to die. You know, there's people that will, you know, they're here. They say, nope, I'm here to live whatever and die young, right, I guess. As the Billy Joel song said somehow.
Yeah.
But The idea here with this advanced technology to detect cancer years ahead of time, it's a fascinating, worthwhile discussion to have.
But yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's too early at this point to really, you know, look at this and say, yeah, wow, they just discovered this and it works and it's accurate and stuff, because I don't even think they really know at this point. You know, there's a couple of questions that come to mind on this. Number one, you've kind of already touched on it. If it was accurate, would it change anything? You know, you probably have some people that would look at it and go, oh man, you know, 10 years, I need to start doing something now to make sure that doesn't happen. Then you're going to have the other camp that's, you know, going to look and go, 10 years, you know, that's a long time from now. I just, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, mm-hmm. you know, and that's a personal choice. But, you know, whenever we cover stories like this, I've got that critical eye that I've developed working with you for so long, where, you know, you look at something and you go, all right, so what's the angle on this? I mean, you got Bill Gates that's funding this research on this test that will magically tell you whether, you know, you might have cancer in 10 years. Usually when we see stories like this, there's always that string attached, where it's kind of like, you know, it's going to tell you that you got this problem, so here's the drug to fix it, right?
Sure,
oh, look, you know, there's a disease, we just happen to have a vaccine. So in this case, if it can tell you whether you might have cancer in 10 years, what's going to happen after that? Where are they going to make the money on this?
There you go. Now you're as always, so astute here, Super Don. The idea here is, if you detect it 10, 20 years in advance, The doctors that find it and go, oh, looks like, oh, yeah, they're not going to be able to convince you to come in for chemo and radiation tomorrow, right? Because that's the game that's played. Oh, it's stage 3, it's stage 2, it's stage, get it out, remove it, take your breasts off, remove your ovaries, right? They won't be able to do that in this case. Oh, you know, I guess to some degree the women have been vulnerable with the Bricogene garbage, right? Oh, Jolie has her ovaries removed, has her breasts removed. So they don't even have cancer yet. So it isn't unprecedented that people would be giving up their body parts based on that. This might be one of the plays here for surgeons to benefit. We'll just remove the body part that's detected.
You know, here's the thing. From what I read here, it's not like they can get specific. It's not like they're going to look at it and say, oh, you're going to have prostate cancer in 10 years, or you're going to have breast cancer. It's cancer, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I suppose they could say, well, you need to remove your breasts, your ovaries, your everything. You know, I mean, what's left, you know?
Sure.
Just lop off all the body parts that could possibly, your pancreas, you know, I mean, what?
Well, put your head on a robot stick.
Exactly.
I mean, what's left, unless it's a brain cancer. Now, the thing is with the OncoBlot, and we'll talk about it later, there is some specificity to it in determining which area the cancer is or will be. So the other thing that you kind of brilliantly brought up and you kind of rushed over it is the idea of the cancer vaccine. So if Gates is involved, you know vaccines are involved.
Mm-hmm. They've been working on that for a while.
The reason that they're not rushing it to market isn't because it does not work necessarily, especially because the OncoBlot's pretty impressive. And again, I don't know whether this is it because they're not calling it that. But the problem is it would wipe out much of oncology as we know it today. So what will they have to do? Transition to a vaccine model, and of course it will be on the recommended schedule by then, and there will be no ability to sue the manufacturers when you find out in 10 or 20 years you still get the cancer or something worse.
See,
as
I
is
knew,
the case
I,
with HPV.
I knew you'd figure it out. See, I completely missed it, but you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still working on this. Could you imagine that there will be a breakthrough right about the time that this is going to go to market, where they're going to have a cancer vaccine? I could totally see that. That would make sense.
Sure. Yeah. Follow the money. If Gates is involved, this is not altruistic at this point. So, folks, this is where you've heard it here first on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mark this day, our predictions. Now, at the same time, again, we're going to talk more cancer with Dr. Rasha Bitar in Advanced Medicine next hour. But in this time, I want to turn it over to our lovable and humble, loyal listeners. Because they bring it. They bring the great questions and comments. In this case, it starts with a Q.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Our first question of the day comes from Gary. Gary. Hey, Gary. He says, hi, Dr. Bob. Oh, Gary. Oh, Gary. That's not a good way to start your...
Gary listens to the show. He knows that gets under your skin.
I'm thinking that Gary must be plotting with Captain Morgan, because she's the only one that would like to call me Rob and Bob and all that.
Farmer Bob and Dr.
Bob now. Come on, Gary. And then he says, ho, do I get my son? He meant how, of course. How do I get my son who hates to take pills to take supplements? Well, that's not a horrible problem to have, because maybe they'll reject the pills from the doctor. When a kid does that, I'm like applauding, okay? But what about if you want them to take dietary supplements? Now, I've had to address this. My wife had to address this with our kids, because we got dietary supplement kids, right? Homeopathy, easy. Little drops of water. Silver hydrosol, easy. Little drops of water, right? But what about the dietary supplements? Even the whole food forms are the only forms that we use, whole food forms of supplements. We want to get some chromium into the kids, some selenium into the kids, right? What are we going to do if they don't take the pills? We've been there. I've been there. Super Don, you've probably even been there, trying to give the kids something they don't want to take, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would assume. I mean, I did not experience the whole supplement situation with my kids, because I was not as up on things then as I am now. But
sure,
I would imagine, especially with the whole food supplements, that you can just break that up and put that in anything you want to, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's food. Yeah. Now, what we would do, or my wife would do, she'd kind of grind it up, I remember, and she'd put it into some Manuka honey. And they still sort of didn't like it, but they would get it down with a good form of honey, Manuka honey. That's awesome stuff. But if you've got whole food supplements, Gary, you would grind them into a smoothie, ideally. And because that next question is magnesium and omega oil. Magnesium, it's not going to taste so good. So maybe you could switch your son over to a topical form of magnesium, like the East Magnesium we've talked about. It'll absorb through the skin. You're designed as well to absorb minerals through the skin. So you can get that form in there. But the omega-3 essential fatty acids. Now, my kids loved the fish bubbles from Nordic. It tasted like candy to them. But again, they were never altered by having high fructose corn syrup, super sugary stuff that altered their taste buds like my taste buds were altered when I was a kid. So for them, it was like, oh, it's a special treat. We're getting fish bubbles for dessert. Crazy, huh? So what I would do is blend the omega fats into a smoothie, something that they do like, organic yogurt, or, you know, other things that can be benefited in, and they already like to eat as well. And that's in a liquid form, so they're not having to swallow it. But again, my kids would chew up those fish bubbles that were flavored, and they did great. So if your kid, and Gary says his kid doesn't want flavored fish oils, so, you know, finding it a way to hide it in an organic clean smoothie, that I don't know. If a kid doesn't want that, I'm going to dump it on their head at that point. I mean, what else are we left with, Dad? Super Dad. Can you think of anything? That's it?
No. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, yeah, you mask it. Mask it with something. Just, you know, trick them.
Yeah. Well, maybe our listeners have advice for Gary. I can't be the only one that's been through this. No. So if you found a way to get your kids to take dietary supplements, sneaky ways that Gary hasn't figured out, let us know. Maybe you can write it into the social media or go to robertscottbell.com and send us a message for Gary's sake to help his son to take the supplements that he wants. He wants them on magnesium and omega oils. Have you done something that has worked for your kids? Now, I'm a hard ass about this. I will let the kids starve. Not literally. They're not going to starve to death. But I'm like, dude, you want to eat? You ain't getting food.
Ooh, old school.
Right? No, I know. Yeah. I can be a hard ass about it. And my wife cringes and goes, geez, you know, because she's a softie. And I thought that would be the other way around, but it didn't work out that way. So, anyway, Gary, I'm glad you wrote in, and I'm sure our listeners will help out here in this regard. But in the meantime, keep your kids away from CRISPRs. And I'm not talking about food dehydrators. I'm talking about CRISPR gene editing technology. Don't let your kids do it. This is a case of the latest advances. You thought GMOs were bad. Well, these aren't really GMOs. It's CRISPR. We got a new technology that's way safer. But I beg to differ.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d- but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Guess what, kids? RSB was right again. CRISPR gene editing found to cause hundreds of unintended mutations. And this is not coming from me or Mike Adams. It's coming from the scientists who've looked into this.
Columbia University Medical Center.
Right. Yeah. Don't tell me they're a bunch of anti-GMO bigots. They're not. And they're warning, in fact, that this CRISPR gene editing technology resulting in unintended mutations. Of course, you know, just watch Jurassic Park and you'll understand that concept that was written about all those years ago in that book, much less made into a movie. And, you know, when they say, well, we've got algorithms to defend us, to make it so that we can figure out what gene we place in there and splice in whatever, and we're not actually grafting it in the same way so we can get away with it. It's not really GMO. Yes, it is. It may be as bad or worse. Because with every time they do this, what do they say? They found 1,500 single nucleotide mutations and more than 100 bigger deletions and insertions when they examined the genomes of two of the subjects in depth. In other words, when they find that they have successes, what they neglect to tell you is that there were 2 out of 100, and those two ended up dying, right? They didn't live.
One step forward, 1,500 steps back.
Yeah, exactly. Because you think if you alter one little thing on the human genome, it's not going to have an impact anywhere else. This is the idiocy and lunacy and arrogance of man trying to play God. You ain't got it. Your mind ain't that smart. And what you're doing is when you alter one thing, you inevitably downstream from that, down CRISPR stream from that, create untold disasters. In China, though, they're going to be experimenting on everything, including humans soon. They've been doing it to dogs and pigs. But even when they claim it's successful, for instance, pigs that were leaner, 30 out of 32 of them died prematurely. That's the kind of CRISPR technology you want to embrace, you GMO addicts. That's insanity, folks. Hey, when we come back, how about a barbecue with Dad? What if Dad's not around because you're away at college? There's a technique for this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great article just posted on the Robert Scott Bell Show website by John Rappaport, our good buddy from No More Fake News Australia. Marijuana doctor arrested for helping children. Looks like the underground network is happening in Australia. This doctor is like, screw it, you guys won't let me do it. I'm going to do it anyway because these kids need it for seizure disorders. And he's giving a high CBD strain of cannabis, and the government doesn't like it because Big Pharma's not getting their share, right? Their fair share. I'll show you fairness. You want fairness? Hey, how about going to get your own? Order it now. PlusCBDOil.com, PlusCBDOil.com. And when you check out, 15% off all your CBD products from hemp, industrial hemp, and that is RSB15 is the code, RSB15. All right. Cookout season, barbecue season. We're going to get to Dr. Bitar, no pun intended, on barbecue. We're going to get to Bitar because we're going to cook it on the cancer subject next hour even more. But cookout season. Father's Day's coming up, right? All that good time, Super Don, right? You enjoy that?
Absolutely. You bet.
Are you like the cookout dad?
I have been in the past, not so much now.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's not, you know, when you do something like that, it's, you know, it's different when you get older and your kids grow up.
Right. Well, you know, interesting, my son just went to school's out for the summer kind of thing, so with a lot of his old classmates, they get together at the end of the year and they make a big, I don't know, fire pit bonfire, and they burn all of their homework.
Oh, right? No. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, you want me to come make sure it's okay? No, Dad, I don't need you there. I'm okay. I'm cool. Right. So I'm like, all right, son, have fun. You know, he's there with his friends. And it's at one of the family's houses. So it's not like they're unsupervised lighting fires. Thankfully, we've had a lot of rain recently. So the no fire ban has been
no worries lifted. About getting a call from the fire department.
It's pretty dang wet everywhere. So anyway, he's good there, but he doesn't want Dad around for that, which is quite different from what's going on out in Spokane, Washington. A big Craigslist ad made the news. I mean, not often a Craigslist ad makes the news unless it's a really quirky ad to sell a car in a unique way or something, right?
Right, right.
But this is a group of Washington State roommates, and they're going to be away on their own, not with their parents or dads, for Father's Day. So they put out an ad for a generic father figure to attend their Father's Day weekend barbecue. And it's very cute the way they've written it. They say, need a generic father figure. We want these guys here that we need you for are ranging in age from 21 to 26, and we're seeking someone to fulfill the role of barbecue dad.
Barbecue dad.
Barbecue dad. Yeah. And it's going to be June 17th, on the day before Father's Day. So they acknowledge they know how to operate a grill, but they're none of them know how to be a barbecue dad. They're in their 20s, right? So it isn't just that they want any, but they want a certain age range as well, right? They need as far as experience. So maybe we should go through this list of what are the requirements of the duties and see if maybe you and I could qualify. We can get out to Spokane if the budget's there for it.
Right? Okay.
So duties include grilling hamburgers and hot dogs whilst drinking beer.
Yeah, I could do that.
I've done that. How about bringing your own grill, though? This is subject to change. We will provide all of the meat.
I could probably pull that off, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not too far to grab the grill and ship it in or something,
sure.
Rather they provide their own. That might disqualify me. I don't know. But refer to all the attendees as big guy, chief, sport, champ, etc. While drinking beer.
While drinking beer,
of course.
Yeah.
While drinking beer.
Okay,
they need the
sure.
dad to be drinking beer. The dad figured to drink beer. Right. Talk about dad things like lawnmowers, building your own deck, Jimmy Buffett, etc. Funny anecdotes are highly encouraged, all whilst drinking beer.
Drinking beer, yes.
All right, so now here we get to the experience factor. Desired experience for the person that would fulfill this role for them. A minimum of 18 years experience as a father.
I'm 18. On
the. You got it. Super Don, you're already there. Your kids are older than 18. Right? No?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
You're right. Yeah, I'm right.
I
you're
am.
The
I
old
got
man
that
of this
one.
Group. I'm on the cusp. I'm almost there. So I don't know. They'd have to take me on a, well, we couldn't find anybody else, so we'll take you. And a minimum of 10 years grilling experience. Definitely have that. I'm qualified there.
Yeah, I got that.
And appreciation of a nice cold beer on a hot summer day.
Hey, dude, yeah. I can apply.
You can apply that. All right. Super Don, you'll be there. I'll be, like, next in command or the alternate, first alternate. All right, folks. I hope you're with your dads on Father's Day, if they're still here. Of course, my dad has passed on, as you know, we've talked about that. But God bless those dads out there in advance, especially those who know how to grill on a hot summer day with a beer. Or, in my case, a non-alcoholic beer, a non-alcoholic brew. All right, folks, we'll be back with Dr. Rasha Bittar as we do some advanced medicine together. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be intense on cancer because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.